We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get your popcorn ready podcast with your host, Hatch, and my boy.
This is your boy, T.O. We right here. We back. Season 2.
We busy. We've been on gone for a little bit, right? We was...
A little hiatus, right?
T was out there working out, as you guys can all see on social media out there, doing his jumping jacks and his curls, whatever he was doing in his driveway. I've been right, just getting my mind right, you know, trying to meditate for this day because I got to deal with this dude.
I've been getting my popcorn ready because...
Oh, that's what you've been... Oh, yeah. Okay.
Season 2 is about
to be hot. I
see what
you did right there.
We on Fubo Sports Network. We on the hottest thing right now.
Fubo TV. That's right. What we're doing? Oh, hey, that's what we're doing then. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. That's how we do it here. So again, it's going to be the same stuff, right? Sports and entertainment coming to you, right? Just keeping it light, having fun with it, talking to our guests. Seeing what we go do next.
Two charismatic guys, him, myself. Let me tell you, when we talk to our guests, sometimes we're gonna get into conversations, and sometimes you guys are gonna think it, and we probably gonna say it.
So many people come up to me on a day-to-day basis, you gotta knock him the out. I'm like, damn, what this dude done did to everybody? He got people wanting to watch him. That's why we're sitting here right now.
That's the exact pressure that's going to crack you on fight night.
The pressure's going to be on you, brother.
You have never been in a fight like this.
Yo, man, we appreciate you taking the time. I know you're training and getting ready. So what you doing right now to get ready for the fight?
Shit, I'm doing a little bit of everything. Basically, we're just conditioning the body and the mind. A lot of cardio, a lot of running, different things to look at, you know, trails, hills. We do what we call the great grandkid job. So,
what's that?
You know, I didn't do bad for myself in the UFC, but it's always new levels. You know what I mean? New levels of, you know, wealth, new levels of dreaming. So we jog by these houses that look like in the street long each.
Yeah.
And it's just motivation just to keep going and keep trucking. Sparring, obviously, mitts, drills, counters, offense, motion. So there's a lot of things that go in together, and I'm blessed to have such a dynamic team. I've been in Miami for 3 months. So over the weeks, we really started to put 1 and 2 together, 3 and 4 together. And now we're at the point where I feel like we're on all cylinders.
What do you think is going to be your difficult obstacle or task going into this fight?
It's just a puncher's chance that everybody gets granted. You know, anybody can land a right hand or land a jab or land anything if their hands are down. But outside of that, man, to be honest, I'm not trying to sound like I don't think it's going to be difficult.
Right.
But I'm a fighter. You know, this ain't no bucket list thing for me. I do this shit.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I'm going in here with that chip on my shoulder. I'm going to let him do all the talking, all the interviews, all the extra press, all the having it in his hometown and getting his first, third, and seventh cousin calling for tickets. And I'm going to just fall back and I'm going to stay focused and I'm going to stay in kill mode. And then come Sunday, I'm gonna make a mockery of it.
There it is. So look, I've seen the fights.
Mockery.
I know you're a trained killer. I just wish you was here so you could use some of those moves on T and put some hands on this dude.
T an athlete, man. He's adaptable and he understands the hard work. Sometimes people just have one or the other, but when you put in the hard work, you're athletic. You got a good IQ, and I don't know him personally as far as his training regimen. I met him a couple times. But I can just watch you on the field, and you separated yourself from the others.
Right.
And I know the details that it takes to do that. That's what I was trying to do in MMA, And that's what my new goal is in boxing.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of separation, now, what do you think, you know, you're going to need to do in this fight to really separate yourself? Because as you said, you know, he's doing all the talking, the theatrics. You know, obviously that's going to bring a lot of hype to the fight. What is it about you?
I'm with the theatrics, too. Don't get me wrong.
You're an entertainer, too.
Yeah, but I know how to separate them. I know how to say, okay, this is what we're going to do to push this needle. And most of what I say, I mean, I just say it in a funny way where people won't forget it. You know, if he said, oh, let's make another bet. Like, I'm almost 40. I don't want to make no bet with no kid. And I'm like, I bet I'll beat your ass. In my mind, I really think that for real. So I'm with the shenanigans. But at the end of the day, I feel like for me, I just need to dominate. I need to start early. Right. I need to let them know from the opening bell whistle. I don't even know how they start off boxing matches. When they look at me and let me know it's time to jump out the cage, that's where I need to start. I need to make him miss, make him pay, push him around, land a couple of legal shots just to get him flustered. And, you know, every single time I get close to him, if I hit him on the arm, the neck, the throat, the chest, the elbow, everything needs to hurt. And he needs to know I mean business. And I can do that for 8 rounds straight. You know, yesterday I had a great sparring day. And I just want to let you know, my last round was my best counters, my best shot, my hardest punches. And I looked the most crispiest in the 8th round. So, you know, my coach is very strict. You know,
who's coaching you?
Adrian Broner, Javonta Davis, GT, Gerald Tucker. They call him GT the Great.
Okay.
He's going to be the coach that you're going to hear mic'd up. Pedro Diaz, you know, trained everybody you can think of. Cotto Regendahl, 20-plus gold medals with the Cuban national team. And a lot of people think I'm bouncing around. But I'm training with both guys in the city of Miami. But I kept that on the wraps until currently on your show.
Right.
Because I want him to let his coach say, oh, he's training with Eric Brown in L.A. He's training with Pedro Diaz. He's training with Floyd Mayweather. He's training with GT. He's all over the place. And at the end of the day, who really give a f***? Because you ain't even a fighter for real. So
there
how you going to tell me what's the best way to not train with the best people? I'm a grown man. I control my circle. I make everybody do this. Because at the end of the day, it's about the W.
Right.
And if people can't understand that, you know me, I don't care who you are, you're going to be out. And everybody that I started training from jump, it's all been about the win. So I just feel very confident in everybody's style being so different, but they mesh together so well. You know, so when I get close, you're going to see some of the Pedro Diaz stuff. When I walk him down, and I make him pay, you're going to see some of the Floyd GT stuff. And Eric Brown is a long combination. You know, he's everything tight, everything up, underneath. Everything has a consequence.
Right.
And how do I not blend those together and be successful?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is your style? Who do you model your boxing style after? I mean, there are so many people. Obviously, you got to be you. But obviously, you kind of do your homework, you study. I'm looking at your shirt right now. You came on the show with Muhammad Ali.
Already.
So I'm already knowing you're in the right frame of mind.
You know, a funny story is that I came out here for the press conference. Jake actually leaked the fight too early, and we wasn't ready to promote it yet. So we had to do a rush promo, and thankfully, you know, we said the right things to each other, that the fight was the number one trending thing on Twitter, and everybody's talking about fighting. This will be the highest pay-per-view the entire year. It will be, mark my words. So at the end of the day, I always loved Muhammad Ali. So since we were down here, and I wasn't really ready yet, I was running a little bit, and I was kind of moving around because I didn't know if he was going to choose me to fight. He had a chance to fight two other people that were lesser opponents, probably for the same or more money, and he wanted to fight me. So I'm like, this motherfucker crazy. So when we get to Miami, I don't want to be at the photo shoot looking, you know, with the little karate man, fat little side hump. So I said, I hit my manager up. I'm like, I need to train, you know, bust the sweat and, you know, get my body ready for this photo shoot. Right. So they sent me to a gym, and I thought it was a previous gym I'd already been to. So I'm like, this don't look familiar. I'm in a park. And he's like, no, you're in the right place. So they told me where to go, and I got on my Muhammad Ali shirt. I got my Muhammad Ali backpack, and I'm my head down. I'm walking in on the phone, and I look up, and it says Muhammad Ali Boxing Center.
There it is.
And I'm like, what? Okay. I'm like, did he train here or they just named it up and said, no, he trained here in Miami. He trained at Fifth Street Boxing. That's what you guys, most people know him. Yep. But he trained at the Muhammad Ali Boxing Center. They actually built a hill for him because he had too many fans. The park built the hill out of garbage and threw dirt and grass on top of it so he can run hills because he liked to run hills. So when I walked in, I just felt the spirit in the gym. 3 months later, I've been down here. I never left. Right. So I had all my shit shipped down. I stayed here. Floyd Mayweather wanted to train me, so I started training with Floyd and his coach, GT. Right. And then it went from that to him telling GT, hey, GT, you can't move for the next couple months. I need you in Miami. I need you to retire. Whatever he needs, I need to make sure you have it. And I'm talking about this morning, they came pick me up at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. We went out to the homie Brandon Marshall gym. Did some altitude running, got in a cold plunge, massage therapy, physio stuff. Every morning, if I go to the studio, like, he'll sit outside the car. I'm not leaving until you leave. You know what I mean? He said, I don't give a fuck if I got to tie around our wrists or handcuff our ankles together.
Yeah.
Everything you got to do to win, you're going to do to win. I'm going to make sure of it, that you have no question, no doubt. So this is what I'm doing in training camp. I can't vouch, nor do I care what he's doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't have cheerleaders. I don't have people lying to me and telling me you can be Tyron Woodley. He's old. He's washed up. I don't have that. I have people that are training me to run through him. Right. My sparring partners are running with me every day. My coach said, no, your sparring partners run with you because if you keep running by yourself, you're going to be in better shape. If I keep watching in the film with you, you know what I mean? You're going to get better. So he's letting them watch the film, fix their corrections. He's making them run. He's fixing up their technique. He's going to whisper in their ear what they want me to do.
Right.
And I can just tell. Like, it's a weird sport that your display of love is you try to whoop my ass. Mm. And you pressing me. You're not letting me go. You know, he said, clean break. And he right back on me, making it feel like a fight. So that's a long-winded way to say it's going down on the 29th. Make sure y'all tune in. Showtime, pay-per-view. If you're in Cleveland, Ohio, slide through.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're going to see somebody mouth get knocked into the rafters.
Oh, my.
Absolutely.
Oh,
so
my.
I can tell, like, fighting is in your DNA, right? You're passionate about it.
I've been fighting my whole life. I was gangbanging fighting. I fought in the house of 13 people. I fought because I was small. I fought because, you know me, I was a wrestler. And we fought in the wrestling room, and nobody spoke about it. Mm-hmm. It was just natural. We'll keep wrestling after that. And then, you know, I've some type of way got into mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been fighting ever since. So it's in my DNA. This is a bucket list thing that because a couple of people want to see him win, a couple of people want to see him lose.
I've been waiting for somebody to shut that mouth. That's what somebody needs to do, shut his mouth and put that glove in his mouth. And then I think it may quieten the Paul brothers down a little bit. And I think you are the man for the job.
Sure. He hasn't been hit and made pay. He hasn't swung and came up and hit air or hit me or land his best shot. And I smile it off, and I walk them down, and I start hitting them with them
them haymakers,
them bees.
So yeah, he's not ready for that. Woo. But at the end of the day, I'm prepared to fight anybody at this moment. I'm prepared to fight his very best version of himself. You know, when you watch Floyd fight against his brother Logan Paul, Logan exceeded everybody's expectations on his ability to last. Like, I'm not trying to last.
I don't really
want to see him last very many rounds because I don't get paid for overtime. What I want to see is him get his ass beat. And Floyd still tuned up his brother at 45 pounds heavier than him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I know that they're using, oh, my Disney kid. It's all cap. All they doing is trying to make you downplay, make you underprepare. It was a joke. And really, he still is a joke. I just don't think it's funny, and I'm training my ass off.
So if you don't knock him out, is that a win for you? How are you going to assess this?
Yeah, so it's going to be a win. I'm going to try to knock him out from the beginning to the end. Mm. And if he don't knock out, kudos to his chin. I can't control a man's chin.
Right.
But these hands are going to be trying to knock him out. It's always a win. But I'm not just going for the win. I'm going for the kill. And if I just got a hard time believing that when I Marshawn Lynch through his face, over and over and over and over and over again, I really don't think he can take it. Many people in MMA can take it.
How many rounds are we?
Eight rounds.
We scheduled for eight.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't go to the bathroom, and I definitely wouldn't go eat none of this. Go warm that up.
Ooh, yeah, get your popcorn ready.
I already know.
Warm that up, you may miss it.
Yes, sir. Well, shoot, we appreciate you taking the time. I know you got to get back to training. You keep doing your thing. You stay focused, my guy.
I'm sweating right now just thinking about the fight. Like,
I love it. I see it in your eyes.
Sometimes God does things in a weird way. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was at the very top of the top for a long time.
Right.
You know, I was a few fights away from being the greatest welterweight of all time. And I'm still in a Mount Rushmore welterweight in the UFC.
Yeah.
But I took a couple lessons, and I really lost the love for it. This is the first time when somebody asked me, I'm like, no, I'm ready now. I'm ready to fight now. And I'm actually genuinely excited. Today I was in the gym smiling. You know what I mean? I ain't got to cut 35 pounds. I don't have to, you know, deal with some certain obstacles that makes no sense for me to have to deal with when I should really be able to focus on fighting and training. In this situation, I'm genuinely ecstatic to go out there. I'm excited. I'm about to go home on Sunday, go see my kids, kiss them off before I go to war. And I'm going out to battle. I'm coming back with a head.
Ooh, yeah, I can't wait. Well, shit, we're going to be watching. I say a pay-per-view. Let's go.
Say no more.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Y'all be blessed. Y'all be good. I'm a fan of the show. I'm glad I can make it on. The next time, let's do it in person.
Absolutely. There it is. Say no more. Hey, appreciate you, fam.
When you knock him out, come on. When you knock him out, come on the show.
Yeah, we're going to do a victory lap. I'm going to come back through.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Say no more.
Get your popcorn ready.
All right, guys.
Y'all
be blessed.
My man. And there you have it, our first show. Dundada.
Yeah.
Peace.